I'm starting to. The screen is a little goofy. Anyway, let me open in prayer, and then I want to share with what the Lord gave me. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for this time, and Lord, we thank you for this assembly of these people. And Lord, we love your word. We love what your word, how your word leads us and guides us. May it be no different this afternoon, this evening. Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all truth, especially on this topic this evening. And we ask this all now in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was pressing into this topic as usual, and I felt like the Lord wanted to talk about the word prosperity. And from a perspective of how it happens and why it happens. And I thought that was like two different angles at the word prosperity. Now, prosperity is a big word. It can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. If to the Christ follower, prosperity is kind of the fullness of the blessing that flows from heaven to us. And it's wrapped up in finances and relationships and opportunities and w wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And so there's a lot that comes under the umbrella of prosperity. And really, kind of looking at this from those two angles of what is it and what does it mean to us, and like how does it work? If you stop and think about it, we are on this earth to glorify God and expand the kingdom, and everything else is secondary. And so many times in life, and I can say this about myself, you get caught up in personal needs and things that are maybe out of kilter and need to get back on track. That like happens to us all. But we kind of lose focus as to, why we're here and what we're actually supposed to be doing. So I came across this scripture, and the Lord kind of had started me off on this topic in Proverbs. And I'm going to read a scripture that you're all very, very familiar with. You've read it, hundreds of times, like I have. But there's some real kernels of wisdom in this. And it's going to help us explain kind of the rest of where the Lord wants to go with this. So I'm going to just start reading, and I'm going to read out of the American Standard Bible, American Standard Version. And this is in Proverbs 3, and I'm going to begin in verse 5, and I'm going to go 16. But there's some things in here that we need to focus on. So the first verse is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil, and it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his rebuke. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Blessed a person who finds wisdom and one who obtains understanding, for her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her produce better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. So I'm going to stop there. That is loaded. That is loaded with a lot of things. And you know, one of the things that that's in those verses is, and it's the end of the verses. It's kind of the when it talks about blessed is a person who finds wisdom and the one who obtains understanding. And so let's think about prosperity and let's think about our financial condition for a second. I mean, how often do we kind of put something out of order? And what I'm talking about is resource follows revelation. Yet we turn it around in our thinking lots of times and we go, Lord, if I only had the funds, I could do X, Y, and Z. And you know, the thing that's kind of making me think along those lines is we recently saw the movie The Great Awakening. Did you guys seen that movie? Is it, are you familiar with that movie? There's a section in the movie where Ben Franklin, as a young boy, is featured, and it kind of goes through his life. And Ben Franklin had a burning desire to accomplish some things in his life. He was really an innovator, an inventor, a businessman, very pragmatic, very very wise. You know, was one of the founding fathers, participated in the Constitution. It was responsible for hospitals, development of hospitals. And he did quite a bit in his life, but the thing that stuck out in this movie was that his dad wanted him to be a pastor, and he didn't want to have any part of that because he saw the church as kind of boring and not exciting. And but he had a burning desire inside of him to accomplish some things. That burning desire surfaced, and he ended up accomplishing all those things. So you know, let's bring that back into prosperity and financial well-being. Based on Proverbs 3:5 through 17, if we cry out for wisdom and understanding, that is very valuable. The Lord will give it to us. Revelation usually precedes resourcing. Resourcing follows revelation. And that's exactly what happened in young Ben Franklin's life. He ended up being in the printing business and became quite successful in that. And so he had this burning desire, and I think like printing was one of the things he wanted to get into. And so he had a mentorship with I think the dad's one of the dad's relatives who had the beginnings of a print shop. And so he sent Ben Franklin to go work there, and he, you know, learned to trade. And but the point is that inside of us all, I think it's incumbent to us to slow down and listen to what is in our heart about what we are kind of like created to do and where the Lord is leading us. Because if we follow that, and that truly is wisdom and understanding from the Lord, then that's going to take you in kind of an interesting direction. It's probably going to have something to do with kingdom expansion. And undoubtedly, it will be resourced at the appropriate time. Now we, you know, like I said, we work that equation like backwards all the time. You know, we think we're good Americans and good businessmen by putting the funds together first and then launching out into a venture. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying that you know, that's not exactly how the Lord operates. He will give you a vision. He will give you something small, a small beginning. And then you know, I have a sense that the Lord watches us on how we steward that. What do we do with that you know, that small beginning in our life? And I think we all have them. I think we've all got them. And so, you know, as we pay attention to that and follow that, then I think it's very interesting what the Lord does with all that. Now, Ben Franklin, was a latecomer to the kingdom. He was a, you know, a bit of a guy who was highly independent and self-dependent and really leaned on his own means and methods and really didn't come to the Lord until his friend George Whitefield died. And he watched him walk that out in his life, and then he became a, you know, an ardent believer, and led the Continental Congress back into prayer, and really put the Congress, or the congressional energy back on track, and we eventually got to, you know, the Constitution, you know, which was ratified by the 13 colonies. And without Benjamin Franklin's leadership, we absolutely never would have got there. We'd still be broken. So prosperity is a big thing. It begins with don't trusting yourself, just like it says in Proverbs 3, where it begins with in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. I mean, how many times in my own life have I over-tinkered with a situation, wanting to make it better, knowing that I, if I could just do one more thing, and if I could just do this, and if I could just get this breakthrough, then everything else would fall in line. And that is hugely a big sign of doing it your way. And the quickest way to get away from yourself and to get into the kingdom mode, it is to actually give up on yourself, on your own means and method. That doesn't mean you check your brains at the door. What that means is you stop striving on your own behalf. And, you know, for independent people and for people that do a lot of everything in their own life, that's a harder thing to, that's a harder pill to swallow, because we're so used to doing for ourselves, and we kind of, you know, live under the banner, well, if I don't do it, it won't get done. Or if I don't do it, you know, I'm going to be like out in the cold. Or, you know, who can look out for me better than me? Well, the answer to that is there is a person who can look out better for you, and that's the Lord. So, does this start to make sense? And I, you know, here, I think we're still operating in a window of God's grace. But I think it's really incumbent. I tell you what, I think I have this real sense that we got to get this. We absolutely have to get this. We have to get this for kingdom expansion, and we have to get this from a perspective of we may be the resource that somebody in desperate need is looking for. Now, let me tell you a little story about what Jan and I went through. So years ago, when I got laid off twice, that was, you know, back in 2008, 2009, when, you know, we were in the Great Recession. And so, like, I was out of work for 2 years. I got laid off twice. It was, you know, it was a little scary, because I did everything possible to, like, go find work, and it just, like, wasn't out there. But then one day, you know, we're coming home, and in front of our front door, we're like large grocery bags full of groceries in front of our front door. And so we took him inside, you know, and we, you know, unloaded the bags, and in the bottom of the bag was an envelope with $300 in it. And I can't tell you at that time how meaningful that was. And it was like, oh my goodness, there is a God in heaven. There is a God who cares for us. And so I really believe that we're going to have an opportunity to be that person in the days ahead. We should want to be that person. We should want to flow in resources so they can flow through us out of our hands into somebody else. And we can make an impact in the kingdom. Nothing makes an impact in the kingdom like bringing somebody up from certain destruction when it, you know, it's finances or a dire situation. And boy, does that speak loudly. I'm a firm believer that the days are going to come where, we're going to have to be, the person that the oil flows through, that the food flows through, that resources flow through, that makes a huge difference in the environment that we're in. And so we have the opportunity now to learn this, to practice it, and we practice it by, number one, totally giving up on our own means and methods, giving up on our abilities and emptying ourselves with, all the plan Bs that show up in life. Well, if this doesn't come through, then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. The worst place you can be in life is 2 inches off the bottom. We don't want to be 2 inches off the bottom. We want to be on the bottom, because then once you're on the bottom, then there's no place but to go up. So, the Lord actually helps us get to the bottom sometimes. He helps us get to the end of ourselves. And that happened to me. And I'll tell you another story that it goes back to that same period in time where I was out of work, and long story short, I discovered and was greatly enlightened with the fact that I was systematically cursing myself and keeping myself out of the job market by the words that were coming out of my mouth. And so first of all, when that truth came to me, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It landed on me like it was like heavy. And it wasn't, I wasn't rebuked by the Lord. I just felt the weight of my own error. And I didn't feel like the scorn of the Lord, or there was, it was just this correction, And so it landed on me. It went right straight to my heart. So then as a response to that, I repented. I couldn't like repent fast enough. And then I not only did I repent, but I declared, the opposite over my situation. And, the key here is not the things that I went through that appeared to like fix the situation. The key here is I had a change of heart. And I realized the error of my way. And I very, very, very solemnly repented before the Lord. And this story in particular, like 24 hours later, I have two job offers in my lap to consider. Two, not come in for an interview, two job offers. And before that, I was pumping out resume after resume. It was, uncanny, like the effort I was putting into it, and nothing like really worked. Not till I really came to the end of myself. Did it work? So my advice is that it never hurts to, keep a very short list with the Lord of the things that where we error, and to go before the Lord and just kind of like empty ourselves and ask the Holy Spirit to show us, to shine a light on some things that we, if we're going down the wrong path or doing the wrong thing or like saying the wrong thing, And it's not, and if it's not bearing fruit and we're in a constant headwind, then something's got to change. Something has got to change. Now, I want to go back to scripture again, because I want to talk about two other things. You're all familiar with Deuteronomy 28, when the Lord is speaking to the Israelites and through Moses, and it starts in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will put you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come to you and reach you if you obey the Lord your God. Now, in a few sentences, that's a bit of a tall order, because it says that we should diligently obey the Lord, being careful to do all his commandments. And so it's the position of our heart, the position that we take, and these verses can be as true for us as they were for the Israelites. And we can walk in those 15 or 16 blessings that follow. But it requires us to do something. We have to diligently obey the Lord. Now, how do you diligently obey the Lord? A good place to start is to study his little instruction booklet and to make it a point to kind of have a book club with the Holy Spirit, where you invite him to show you truth in his word day after day after day. And sometimes it's reading two verses, and it's a long discussion period. But that is an excellent place to start. We need to humble ourselves and open our heart up to everything that the Holy Spirit wants to share with us. Because when you get the revelation from the Holy Spirit, nothing, just as the word says, it doesn't compare. Gold and silver don't compare to it. And in one hand is riches and honor, and the other hand is like long life. And when the revelation of the Lord starts landing and starts speaking to you, it directs your life. There's nothing like it. And it's the greatest thing in the world to have this ongoing, flowing conversation with the Holy Spirit about his word and what's going on in life and what's going on in our life and how we're supposed to partner in, the expansion of the kingdom for such a time as this. And, we have got to be Christians and Christ followers that are on the field, not in the stands. We have to be on the field. We have to be part of the plays that are run, and we got to make a difference, And like when we get to the end of our life and we're done here on planet Earth, and we stand before Jesus, and he asks us like two questions. What did you do with what I gave you? And how did you love people? And, like I think about those questions like all the time, and I really don't want to come up empty on that one. I don't want, I don't want, I want to be able to like burn out here on earth and leave it all on the field and really, make a difference for the kingdom. I keep coming back to this, but like we're going to enter some strange days ahead. And, the dying world out there is going to need to know what we know. And we're going to have to share with what's in our heart. And we're going to be called to do that. And, one of the best ways to make a mark in a dying world is through you be a conduit for prosperity. And you be able to like pass that out and help people out. And, that should be like a high priority between now and the time we go home. Now, Will we face headwinds, difficulty, challenges? Absolutely. We're going to see them, and we're going to have to be really grounded in the Word. And there's some verses in Job that kind of stick out to me. It's Job 5, and it starts with verse 19. In six troubles, he will save you. In seven, evil will not touch you. Now think about that. In six troubles, he will save you. Even in seven, evil will not touch you. So it goes on to say, in famine, he will redeem you from death. In war, from the power of the sword. You will be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you will not be afraid of violence when it comes. You will laugh at violence and hunger, and you will not be afraid of wild animals, for you will be in league with the stones of the field, and the animals of the field will be at peace with you. You will know that your tent is secure, for you will visit your home and have nothing missing. You will also know that your descendants will be many, and your offspring as the grass of the earth. You will come to the grave at a ripe old age, like the stacking of grain in its season. Behold this, we have investigated it, and so it is. Hear it and know for yourself. Now that's like a pretty definitive word. Are we going to see some frightening things in the days ahead? We probably are. We probably are, but we have to be grounded in the fact that come what may, we're not going to deviate, and that the Lord is absolutely good all the time, all the time. We're the ones that kind of like get in the way, So the last verse I want to mention here is found in Matthew 24. And this kind of goes to, the days ahead. Who then is the faithful and sensible slave who his master put in charge of his household slaves to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave who his master finds so doing so when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will put him in charge of all of his possessions. Now, we are that slave. We are that person. We're, you know what? We have to look out for, a lot of people around us, and it's going to become more obvious in the days ahead. So I would say, if you're struggling with any level of prosperity, the concept or the manifestation of that, then I would say it starts, it begins, it can begin with a change of heart. Have the Holy Spirit reveal, where he wants you, like what's going on in your life, what have we participated in that has put us in this situation? For me, it was my words. For me, it was some beliefs that I held. And let me tell you, when I was going through all that, and when you're pinched financially, my heart was broken from the fact that I didn't have the ability to contribute and to supply an offering or be financially helpful to anybody in need. That drove me bonkers. And I kind of I would say, kind of went into like a personal vow at that point, and I almost like made a deal with the Lord, and it was like, Lord, if you could show me the way like out of this, I want to be number one. I want to be like a super good steward of everything that you put in my hand. I don't want to be foolish. I want to honor you, and I want to live my life that way. And the Lord allowed me to come out of that, and he allowed me to operate in a different blessing, and he allowed me the privilege of of being able to contribute to the kingdom. And it's a privilege. It's a privilege because you know what? We don't have employers. Those are just dispensers of what the Lord wants to give us. The Lord is our source, and our source will never dry up. It'll never be broken. We will never be an orphan. We will, and so I guess my advice is, let's get after this. Let's determine that in our heart that we are going to be prosperous, and we're going to be prosperous for a purpose of expansion of the kingdom. And we want money to flow through our hands, and we want to give it away, and we want to help people, and we want to introduce people to the Lord. So, a red Ferrari is really not, where we want to be. It's really we want to be able to be a blessing to people and really expand the kingdom. So, does that make sense? Any
Yes.
questions? Somebody must have a question. I don't want to have to call on somebody. Gene, does that make sense? Maybe Gene dropped off. Oh. Okay. Tom, does that make sense?
Hi, Jim. It makes a lot of sense in a lot of different ways. Everything you said tonight caught me by surprise, unfortunately, but rang true. And I want to thank you for opening my eyes to a lot of things that I hadn't seen or thought about. Yes, it didn't make a lot of sense in a lot of different ways.
I'm sad that I'm this late in life, Tom, and not really understanding it to the degree that I do now. I mean, I wish I understood it when I was 20, when I was 30, I wish I got it. But, young guy, family, trying to make it and if I could speak to a high school student right now, I'd go, two things you need to master in life outside of knowing the word really, really, really well. You need to understand financial principles, and you need to marry well. And if you can tackle both of those things and get them done right, you're probably headed in the right direction.
I couldn't agree more.
But here, it's never too late. We serve an awesome God. He's got broad shoulders and a cattle on a thousand hills, and so his resources like never, never, never stop flowing. And if we can get in the mode of kingdom expansion where we want to be a conduit where funds simply flow through us, right? Then
Right.
you watch what happens. The Lord will give you like great ideas. He'll show you where the need is. It's because you know what? He can trust you to push it through the pipeline.
Yeah, you got to show what you're willing to, how far you're willing to go, what you're willing to do. And that means fathoms to what you're going to get in return.
Anybody else? Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Oh, no, your time is run.
Okay.
Well, listen, guys, if there's no other questions, let me close in prayer. And I pray, and I pray now, that the Holy Spirit would guide you in all wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, especially when it comes to the kingdom and finances and the flow of finances through you, and how he wants to use you, where he wants to use you, how he wants to use you, and what we all have to learn to be like super good stewards of everything that the Lord puts in our hands. Because, Lord, I think we're coming into some interesting days and we need that skill. And Lord, I'm asking that everybody on this call and everybody in the sound of my voice, that they would have their eyes opened and their heart opened to everything that you want to do through them for such a time as this. And I ask this all now in your son's Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, guys. Well, listen, God bless you, and we'll catch you next time. And it was great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Bless you,
Jim.
Jim. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.